Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Badgers prepare for Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Badgers men's team hosts Montana State tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on all the new faces on his bench this year.
You look across college basketball, I'm watching a little bit of Purdue. I think we all go through it, probably even more so in today's world, just because of the transient nature of everybody's roster that you're learning on the fly.
Last night at the Kohl Center, the Badgers women's team with a 95-68 win over Wright State. Sarah Williams with 29 points, 12 rebounds, and four block shots. NFL, the Packers trading linebacker Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh-round pick. The move also saves Green Bay paying Smith $17 million next year. Xavier McKinney on losing games to the Vikings and now the Lions at Lambeau Field so far this season.
You know, we put ourselves in a hole being 0-2 in the division. You know, luckily we play the Lions again, we play the Vikings again. We got to take care of our business next time we play these teams.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number three, and Conclave at number four. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high back into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the vote totals, give you updates, and have our news team from around the state join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is a special presentation from Civic Media News. From our Civic Media studios in Madison and across the state of Wisconsin, this is special coverage of Wisconsin Decides 2024. Here are your hosts, Todd Albaugh and Pat Kreitlow.
Here we are back at Civic Media headquarters at the top of State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison. I'm Pat Kreitlow along with Todd Albaugh across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then we'll resume Up North News Radio coming up in just a few more minutes here. But Todd, we're getting folks updated on the big stories from the election of 2024. And for folks who might have missed it a little bit earlier, 2.5 hours ago, enough Wisconsin votes had been counted to make Donald Trump the 47th president of the United States. He joins Grover Cleveland as the first person who will be president twice, in this case the 45th and the 47th president, by winning enough votes in the Electoral College. There are still some states that have yet to report, but the blue wall has most definitely cracked, Todd Albaugh, between Pennsylvania and Wisconsin going for Trump. We still don't know yet the final numbers in Michigan, but that all the other states, all the other swing states, it doesn't matter. If you crack that blue wall, as Trump did in 2016 and again today, that's the ball of wax.
You're absolutely 100% correct. And just like what happened in 2016, it was Wisconsin who sent the former, now once again, president-elect over the 270 mark. Donald Trump, as you said, has won as of a couple of hours ago after the Wisconsin ballots were reported. And thanks to Craig Gilbert, the longtime reporter at the state, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, adding this historical note, speaking of history, Pat Kreitlow, Tammy Baldwin, good news for Democrats this morning, appears to have won. And if that holds in Wisconsin, it will be the first time since 1968 that Wisconsin voted for one party for president and another party for Senate on the same ballot.
And it was very interesting the way that it happened at 4:32 this morning. We've talked about these central count facilities in places like Milwaukee and Green Bay and Racine. And it was the Racine votes that had finally been tabulated. They're reported all at once. And then that's when you saw the shift in the numbers. And the shift did this. It erased Eric Hovde's lead. There were enough Tammy Baldwin votes to essentially put her over the top. But there were not enough votes there for Kamala Harris to make up the deficit that she had with Donald Trump. And that's ultimately what led to the projection of Donald Trump being named the winner, being declared the winner of this particular race. It really cuts across almost every demographic. It cuts through regions. There's not a county in Wisconsin or in the country where Vice President Kamala Harris overperformed Joe Biden's numbers from 4 years ago. It was Donald Trump who made inroads in just about every region and in nearly every demographic except for college-educated suburban women. In so many other groups, especially Hispanic men, there was this big turnaround. And we'll talk more about that as we go through the coming morning here. But where are my manners? I believe we have meteorologist Brittany Merlot standing by to tell us more about where we go from this point on. Midweek on, it is now very fully November. Some people really feel it in their bones this morning, Brittany. How are they going to feel about it from a weather standpoint?
Oh, yes. Well, that's going to continue. We are looking at those clouds staying here, temperatures, you know, hanging out in those low 50s for the day. But the good news is the wind is calming down. It's not going to be as dreary, wet, and all of that as yesterday. I mean, we picked up statewide anywhere from a half an inch to an inch and a half. So it was a very wet, dreary day yesterday. The sun will be shining by tomorrow, and we will be into those mid-50s. There is better weather ahead, even into Friday as well. We're still looking at a ton of sunshine. But do keep in mind that as we head into the weekend, by Saturday night and into Sunday, we are looking at some more rain rolling in. But a beautiful end to this week.
All right. And while we have the whole network with us, we can't forget some of our morning traditions on Up North News Radio, which is a chime in from one of our favorite listeners, Rob in Tigerton, where he says, good morning from Tigerton. It's clear and 42 degrees. I was at Kristen Larley's watch party in Appleton last night. The results were disappointing, but there were many wonderful people there that I had the chance to visit with. I got a chance to visit with Brittany and Melissa Kay and give Kristen a hug. I got home at 1:30. I've got a doctor's appointment in Shawano today. I was the 10th person at the town of Germania town hall to vote. Civic radio staff did an excellent job with election coverage, Rob writes on Facebook, and we appreciate that very much. Brittany, you had a busy evening.
Oh, yes, I did. But I will say something. You know, there's something about Dr. Lyerly, that when it comes with the weather, I think the sun is always shining around her.
Yes.
No matter the results, she was very positive. So I'll say that.
And that that leadership role will continue. Look, we had this segment all year long on Up North News Radio called Women Win Wisconsin. It was powered by our friends at Motherhood for Good. And it was meant to elevate the voices of women all over the state, not just the ones running for office, but who aspire to be community leaders. Maybe they work with certain groups and things. And That's only going to continue, and it's folks like Kristen that make that possible and made it possible for you to, you know, enjoy interviewing somebody and being at a party that, even though it wasn't the result you were expecting, like Rob says, you still meet a lot of positive, good people out there.
You sure do.
Brittany Merlot, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Get some rest.
Thanks.
All right, let's bring in to the conversation now from WJFW-TV in Rhinelander, our friend Dan Hagen, who joins us occasionally to tell us about some of the news that's happening up north, where, again, there was redistricting, but in an area that is so heavily Republican, moving the lines isn't going to really do much there. Dan, good morning. Not a significant change in legislative seats up there this morning, is there?
Yeah, good morning, Pat and Todd. So if you think about the 34th Assembly District, that is the classic Northwoods Assembly District, and it did not change from the previous maps. It's comprised of Vilas and Oneida counties, with the exception of one town at Nokomis, which is in the 35th Assembly District. Republican Rob Swearingen has won a seventh term, in that 34th District. Down in the 35th Assembly District, which is Merrill, Tomahawk, pretty much Lincoln and Langlade counties, Republican Calvin Callahan has won a re-election there, so he is going back to the assembly. And the race that we were seeing a lot of ads, even up in Rhinelander, was the Wausau race, that new 85th district. Pat Snyder was looking to win another term. It was comprised of Wausau, Weston, a purple district, and Pat Snyder overperformed there. He beat challenger Yilang Zhang by a couple of points. So it looks like Wisconsin Republicans will hold their majority in the Wisconsin Assembly, although with a lot fewer members.
Yes, they didn't. They won't have a supermajority in either chamber. We won't be talking about that again anytime soon with these new maps. Dan, do you mind talking about last night's coverage for Newswatch 12? Because having worked several election nights behind the scenes at TV and radio stations, I know it can be a little chaotic, to put it mildly. How are things by you?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, this is part of why we're in the industry, right? There's days where it's fun. We get to cover chili cook-offs, and I love that about, you know, the new station up in Rhinelander. But there's days like this, and Rhinelander...